Imagine catching insider traders, not with detective work, but with artificial intelligence. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Wow, AI playing the Wall Street police. That's one high-stakes experiment.
Welcome to Hot Reload, where we turn the tech buzz into bites you can chew on.
I'm excited for today's lineup. We'll dive into AI trying its hand at market policing, OpenAI's struggles with Apple, groundbreaking cancer treatments, and Tesla's solar shift.
Plus, we'll dissect how each of these headlines might shape the next wave in tech and medicine.
Let's get right into how AI is reshaping Wall Street.
The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, is using artificial intelligence to crack down on insider trading in prediction markets. It's a big move because these markets have recently been a hotbed for dodgy activities.
Insider trading in prediction markets, that's a new one for me. Why is this getting attention now?
Well, traders on platforms like Polymarket have been making suspiciously timed bets on major geopolitical events. This includes quite controversial topics like military actions, which has caught the interest of US regulators.
Ah, using AI sounds like a modern twist. But how exactly are they planning to use it?
The CFTC is leaning into automation to manage their workload. They're feeding heaps of trading data into AI tools to flag suspicious patterns. This helps prioritize where they should investigate or even when to issue subpoenas.
So we're talking pattern recognition and analysis. But aren't they a bit late to the party? These markets aren't exactly new.
True, but the stakes have changed with events like raids and political upheaval. What's interesting is that even offshore platforms like Polymarket are being scrutinized. US traders have found ways to access these usually blocked platforms using VPNs.
And how is the CFTC planning to handle that jurisdiction? Must be tricky with offshore platforms.
They're using what's called extraterritorial jurisdiction, thanks to the Dodd-Frank Act. It allows them to pursue cases that impact the US, but it's a careful balance. They don't want to risk losing cases and setting a bad precedent.
Sounds like a legal tightrope walk. But didn't you mention something about specific tools they're using? What exactly are they?
Yes, besides their own surveillance systems, they use third-party tools like Chainalysis for crypto tracking and Nasdaq Smarts for centralized markets. These help detect and investigate potential manipulation.
Nasdaq Smarts, that's not something I've heard of. How does it compare to what their competitors are doing?
Good question, Kaushi. One of Polymarket's US-based competitors has been proactive in penalizing sketchy traders. They've even suspended accounts flagged for manipulation, aiming to maintain some market integrity.
Makes sense. But has there been any real success in catching these insider traders?
They've made some progress. Just last April, a US Army Special Forces soldier was arrested for insider trades tied to events in Venezuela. It's one of the few cases that have actually resulted in charges so far.
So it's a start. But are these moves enough to deter potential wrongdoers?
It's a signal from the CFTC that they're serious. As their chairman, Michael Selig, puts it, they're just getting started and intend to identify wrongdoers, small or large.
Sounds like they're rolling up their sleeves. Given how quickly things evolve in these markets, does the AI adaptation seem sufficient?
It's certainly a vital tool, but not a cure-all. Continuous advancements and refinements in AI will be crucial. The CFTC is aware the scope of insider trading can be immense, hence the need for robust AI.
So essentially, it's a game of cat and mouse, right? The tech just needs to keep up.
Exactly. Catching insiders in prediction markets might just be the beginning. And speaking of AI adaptations, coming up next, we're digging into why OpenAI is feeling burned by Apple's ChatGPT integration. What's going down there? Don't go anywhere.
So it seems like OpenAI and Apple aren't exactly the best of friends right now. What's going on there?
Right, this is about Apple's integration of ChatGPT into their products, not meeting OpenAI's expectations. OpenAI had hoped for a major boost, potentially worth billions in subscriptions, but the reality hasn't matched up.
That's quite a miss. What went wrong with the integration?
Well, OpenAI isn't thrilled with how it's designed. Users have to specifically say ChatGPT when activating it via Siri, which OpenAI believes complicates the user experience. Apple also limited the interface, making it easy to overlook the feature.
So Apple kind of buried it in the settings, making it less user-friendly. Is that all?
There's more. OpenAI also felt Apple wasn't clear on how this would play out during their initial discussions, so they went in somewhat blind, hoping Apple would fully support and promote it, which hasn't happened.
Yikes, a leap of faith that didn't pay off. Are there legal tensions here too?
Yes, OpenAI is considering legal options, possibly even a breach of contract. They feel Apple hasn't made an honest effort to support the product adequately, which is really straining their partnership.
So is there a chance they'll settle this without going to court, or are we heading for a showdown?
OpenAI hopes to resolve the issues outside court if possible. But given the tension, a lawsuit isn't off the table, especially after they wrap up other legal battles like the one with Elon Musk.
Speaking of Musk, how does he fit into all of this?
Musk has accused Apple and OpenAI of forming a conspiracy to dominate the chatbot market. He claims it's keeping rivals, including his own Grok AI, out of the competition. His lawsuit against them is still active.
That sounds intense. How's his case looking right now?
With the partnership falling apart, Musk's conspiracy theories are harder to prove. Apple and OpenAI's current disputes make it clear their alliance isn't as strong as Musk portrayed it to be.
And Apple's response to his claims?
Apple's argument is that Musk's win could set a bad precedent, suggesting any deal they make could be seen as antitrust if other proposals are rejected. They want the court to see there's no smartphone market harm since none of Musk's companies make phones.
It really seems like a tangled web of disputes. Is there a chance of reconciliation before Musk's lawsuit goes to trial?
There might be. Rumors suggest Apple could unveil a revamped Siri, potentially giving ChatGPT more visibility and addressing some concerns, but it's all speculative at this point.
Definitely a lot at stake for them both. Coming up next, we've got a story about a revolutionary cancer treatment that's turning heads in autoimmune disease research. Stick around.
Let's dive into a groundbreaking development in medical treatments. CAR T-cell therapy, traditionally used for cancer, is now being tested for autoimmune diseases.
Wait a second! CAR T-cell therapy for autoimmune diseases? Why is this such a game changer?
Well, it's primarily because CAR T has transformed cancer treatment, especially for blood cancers, and there's hope it could eliminate misbehaving immune cells in conditions like multiple sclerosis and lupus too.
So how does it work? I assume it's more than just a magic pill?
Absolutely not a pill at all. Scientists reprogram T cells, a type of immune cell, to hunt and destroy malignant or destructive cells. For cancer, it targets malignant cells. For autoimmune diseases, it aims at malfunctioning B cells.
And who's spearheading this research for autoimmune conditions?
A German team kicked it off when they reported success treating a woman with lupus back in 2021. Others quickly followed, seeing it could apply to multiple diseases. And the success stories have been stacking up.
Does this mean patients are queuing up for the treatment?
More or less, though it's early days. Take Janish Hanslick. She couldn't shake her MS symptoms with existing medications, so she enrolled in a trial and was one of the first to try this.
But surely there's a catch. What's the risk?
There are several risks. Early cancer treatments showed life-threatening side effects. The inflammation from attacking cells can cause severe reactions like high fevers, though doctors say these effects are manageable with their experience now.
That sounds intense. Does the immune system eventually recover from this?
Mostly, yes. CAR T therapies can leave patients vulnerable to infections for up to a year, but preventive meds help. Strangely, some older immune memory is left untouched, maintaining some defenses.
Okay, what about long-term effects, considering this reshapes the immune system?
That's the big unknown. There's worry about unpredictable long-term toxicity, including secondary cancers. This risk calculus is different for autoimmune versus life-threatening cancer patients.
Head-scratchingly complex, it seems. What's being done to address these issues?
Scientists are working on newer CAR T versions, safer ones using mRNA for temporary effects, and off-the-shelf therapies using donor cells for a simplified, cost-effective approach.
Sounds futuristic, yet the cost must be enormous, right?
Yes, indeed. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars per treatment. The future seems aimed at streamlining this to lower costs, like using donor cells instead of personalized ones.
So despite the hurdles, people like Jen are seeing these life-changing improvements, right? That's pretty amazing.
It is. After her treatment, Jen's quality of life shot up. Less need for assistive devices, more independence. There are still uncertainties, but the initial outcomes are promising.
All right. From lab hopes to real-world impacts, it's exciting to see what's on the CAR T horizon. What's next on the docket?
We'll switch gears to Tesla, as their solar roof seems to be on life support. They're pivoting back to panels. Stick around to find out what's going on there.
So, Alex, are we witnessing the sunset of Tesla's much-touted solar roof project?
It sure looks that way, Jamie. Tesla initially hailed the solar roof as a game changer back in 2016, promising to install 1,000 roofs per week by the end of 2019. Fast forward to today, they've only managed about 3,000 total. That's quite the miss.
Wow, that's a huge gap. Why the pivot to traditional solar panels now?
Well, the economics never really worked in favor of the solar roof. The cost is roughly $106,000 before any incentives, compared to $60,000 for a regular roof and panels. Plus, Tesla has moved resources to conventional panels with better market appeal.
So what does this shift mean for existing solar roof customers?
It's a tough spot for them. Tesla has stopped direct installations and shifted to third-party contractors. Users report poor service, with installation problems ping-ponged between Tesla and installers.
That sounds like a nightmare for customer support.
Absolutely. Customer complaints are widespread. Tesla has a poor rating on solar reviews, and existing support functions were hit hard by layoffs. It's leaving many owners hanging.
I guess it's not just the customer's experience that's been rocky. How did they fall so far short of their promises?
Production issues played a big part. Tesla didn't achieve small-scale volume production until 2020. At its peak, they managed only about 23 solar roofs per week, starkly short of the 1,000 weekly target.
Wait, that's just a fraction? How does that compare with the big picture for solar in the US?
Check this. Total US solar installations in 2023 were about 32 gigawatts, and Tesla's aiming for an ambitious 100 gigawatts by 2028. They're focusing on panels now to really ramp up production.
That's a massive target. Are they doing anything new with these panels?
They certainly are. The new TSP420 panel features an 18-zone power optimization system. This addresses a critical issue with the solar roof string inverters, which struggle with partial shading.
So finally solving the shading issue, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it puts Tesla in a better position against competitors like Enphase and SolarEdge, which already use panel-level optimization. It's a major shift from solar roof tiles.
And what's the demand landscape like? Is this move toward panels timely?
Demand seems to be picking up. Electric rates climbed nearly 10% last year, boosting interest in solar. Tesla's also introduced a solar lease product. Timing-wise, it makes sense for them to focus on panels.
Is there any hope left for the solar roof?
Given that they've stopped reporting deployment numbers and removed online quotes, it seems Tesla's quietly phasing it out. They're more focused on expanding panel production capacity now.
It's crazy how these once revolutionary tiles are now sidelined like this.
Right, Tesla's own marketing doesn't even mention solar roofs now. But if they can increase solar production, it could still be a win for solar adoption.
What's next on the horizon then?
Coming up, we'll delve into the latest buzz from the world of artificial intelligence.
I don't know, Alex, the idea of AI in prediction markets really shakes things up for me. We're crossing into new territory.
True. But for me, it's Tesla's solar roof. It's a huge reminder that even the biggest tech promises can falter.
Agreed. Yet there's something almost poetic about Apple and OpenAI's love-hate relationship right now.
Yeah, I do get that. Tech giants really know how to keep it complicated.
So here's the rundown, folks. First, the US is diving into AI to clean up prediction markets. Watch out, insider traders.
OpenAI isn't thrilled with Apple over the ChatGPT integration, and that didn't exactly hit the jackpot either.
Groundbreaking medical science is on the horizon, using CAR T-cell therapy for autoimmune diseases. Exciting times.
And Tesla's solar roof well. Let's say it's not as shiny as it once was.
Thanks for tuning into Hot Reload. Make sure to subscribe, leave us a review, or tell a friend.
We love having you along for the ride. Can't wait to chat again next time.